From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Contrary to previous statements, Russian President Vladimir Putin now says Ukraine's upcoming presidential election is a step in the right direction. But he also insists that the vote will be meaningless unless all citizens are protected, a reiteration of previous calls for Ukrainian forces to stop combating pro-Moscow militants in eastern Ukraine. Following talks in Moscow with the head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the Russian leader also said Moscow had withdrawn its troops from the border with Ukraine, opening the way for further negotiations on resolving the standoff there. Anya Ardayeva reports from Moscow.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said postponing a referendum in eastern Ukraine would create conditions for dialogue between the authorities in Kiev and the separatists. We call on the representatives of southeastern Ukraine, the supporters of the federalization of the country, to postpone the referendum planned for May 11th, he said. Pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine demanded greater autonomy from Kiev and said they would hold a vote on independence. Putin also said Moscow had withdrawn its troops from the border with Ukraine.
Syrian rebels have started to evacuate the city of Homs, the city once dubbed the capital of the revolution against President Bashar al-Assad's government. The evacuation comes as the leader of the main Syrian opposition umbrella group visits Washington to lobby the U.S. for better arms. Nina Maria Potts reports.
The Syrian rebel evacuation of Homs marks the end to their presence in a city once seen as the center of the opposition's operations in their three-year campaign to overthrow the Assad regime. U.S.-backed leaders in the Syrian opposition have come to Washington to lobby for better arms. The delegation, led by Ahmad al-Jaber, president of the Syrian Opposition Coalition, is meeting top administration officials and lawmakers to persuade them to provide lethal arms to the Free Syrian Army. While President Obama is due to meet the Syrian opposition leader, insiders say he's unlikely to be swayed by demands for more weaponry.
Nigerian police are offering a $300,000 reward for assistance that leads to the rescue of the more than 200 kidnapped schoolgirls. The move comes as both the U.S. and the U.K. prepare to send experts to Nigeria to help with a search. Ollie Barrett reports.
The British experts will provide planning help and advice on coordination to Nigerian authorities searching for the schoolgirls. It's not expected they'll be directly involved in the hunt through the jungle, although final details are being settled upon in consultation with Nigeria and the US, which is also contributing assistance. Prime Minister David Cameron spoke to Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, who accepted the British offer of expert help. The UK is one of Nigeria's largest foreign donors, and its expert team is due on the ground in days.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. In Thailand, Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra and seven of her cabinet ministers have been ordered to step down after accusations of illegal behavior. Ms. Yingluck is accused of abuse of power in transferring her national security chief. The Prime Minister insists she has never been corrupt in her actions, but a Thai court disagreed. Voting got underway Wednesday in South Africa, the first election since Nelson Mandela's death. The vote also coincides with 20 years since the end of white majority rule in the country. Polling has reportedly gone smoothly, with many voters born after the end of apartheid in 1994 eligible to participate for the very first time. An alleged American FBI agent has been arrested in Pakistan for carrying ammunition while trying to board a flight. The U.S. citizen was detained at Karachi Airport after 15 bullets for a 9mm handgun were found in his luggage ahead of a flight to Islamabad. Kate Fisher reports.
There have been reports in the U.S. media that the man is an FBI agent working in Pakistan on a temporary assignment. He appeared in court on Tuesday to face anti-terrorism charges, and he's scheduled to appear again on Saturday. Employees for the FBI and other U.S. agencies are allowed to carry weapons in Pakistan when authorized. In the past, American agents operating inside Pakistan have been the cause of strained relations between the two countries.
According to the United Nations, Joseph Kony and members of his Lord's Resistance Army are believed to be hiding in a disputed enclave of South Sudan controlled by the Sudanese. A 5,000-strong African Union task force has been hunting Kony, who's been indicted for war crimes by the International Criminal Court. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.